Wrigley Field is not only great, but in the opinion of many people, it's the franchise in the sense that no matter how well or not well the Cubs play, there's a great turnout for people to see Wrigley Field. But players sometimes point out there's not the room for training facilities, offices, that sort of thing, that have become accepted at the major league level. There's always some talk of the Cubs maybe purchasing adjacent land nearby to build something. Do you have anything you can say on that?
Yeah, a couple thoughts on that. First of all, we want this to be the best franchise in baseball, and you can't be a world-class franchise and have third-class facilities, and we see that. We really understand that there's things that we have to improve inside the stadium from the player perspective. With respect to how we do that, it's linked to the second half of your question, which is there is land that is just adjacent to the stadium along Clark Street that the team owns, and we intend to develop that into a part of the stadium that will give fans more options on game day, but as importantly, free up space inside of the stadium to build in some of the clubhouse functionality that other teams enjoy. Things like a batting cage or a video room or a place where the players can sit quietly. I mean, those are kind of things that we have to look at building in. But it's all part of the stadium redesign that accompanies the addition to the stadium, which will allow us to move a lot of the current things that are in the stadium out of the stadium so we have some more space. Mm-hmm.